You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Take a glance at these phone lines, and what do you see?
Jam-packed, man. People want to play.
Hearts, man.
We got players.
Remember, for everybody on hold, your first question that you must answer is, what was the highlight of your weekend? For me and Jeremy, I think we both settled on food.
Oh, we had so much good food this weekend. So much meat.
But you know what? No, you know, Lily's the first one. Lily, I've got to say, the highlight of my weekend is I got to see my family, my siblings, for the first time in about 3 years. So that's my highlight.
That's a good one.
I got to spend time with family.
It's beautiful.
Lily has nothing to say about that. Mm-mm. Lily, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Good morning, guys. The highlight of my weekend was getting my Christmas lights up.
Okay. Outside, inside, what? Probably outside,
definitely,
huh?
Definitely outside. My Christmas lights don't go inside until after Thanksgiving.
It was so funny. I looked across the street, and one of my neighbors still has an entire Halloween graveyard set up that's lit up in orange and everything. And then two houses down is an entire Christmas display.
Sure.
Snowmen and twinkly lights. And
we have to, we've been out of town, so we have to get out today and take down the big spider web thing with the big giant spiders and everything.
It's time.
Yeah. I'm sure the HOA will probably send some sort of nasty letter, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's November 8th and you still have your Halloween decorations.
Take down your spider webs.
You know they will, Lily. That's the way HOAs are. And Jeremy is part of an HOA.
Yep,
so
I'll send that letter right off.
He's on the board. He's the Nazi.
That's hilarious.
Lily, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, in 10 seconds, we need five movies that star one of the most lovable movie actors of our generation. Mr. Tom Hanks. Five Tom Hanks movies. Ready and go.
Oh, gosh. I can't think of even one.
Tom Hanks?
The Green Mile.
One.
Well, your time is up. Darn I think it. You're trying to say Forrest Gump, but that's funny.
The one where he ran.
Yes, that one.
That's the
I
one.
I was running.
Yep.
That's funny, Lily. You made us laugh. But sadly, no prize for you.
Well.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Lily.
Thank you for listening to the show. We
Little
appreciate
Lily.
Your time. Run, Forrest, run. I love that. Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Highlight of the weekend.
Oh, I went to a family celebration for Dia de los Muertos for our family. So we celebrated that this weekend.
Well, that's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Something of the dead. What was that again? Say it again.
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Okay.
Do you have good food?
Oh, yes. Everybody brought really authentic
food. I want authentic.
Such as?
Oh, we had taquitos. Oh, my aunt made a Peruvian chicken. It was delicious. Yeah, I mean.
I want a Peruvian bananas. Chicken.
Well, now, isn't Peruvian chicken, what did I say? Hey, what's the food that I said I ate when I went to Peru? The big animals. Guinea pig?
Guinea pig. Okay.
Oh, that is a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Sounds like it was chicken.
We had chicken.
Okay.
It wasn't Peruvian guinea pig.
Peru, guinea pig is they eat it. It's
sure, but it's like a delicacy.
But it's not like the guinea pigs that you see.
It's those big ones.
Yeah, they're the big giant ones. I don't know that they consider it a delicacy. They just like it.
Oh
yeah.
I would think it would be a delicacy.
I had it while I was there, and I got to say, it tasted good.
Capybara,
capybara. Oh, capybara.
Capybara. Capybara.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking
they're
about?
Big.
They are big.
Those are the big ones, yeah.
Are those the ones they're eating?
I don't know.
I have to look it up.
Anyway.
It was 20 years ago, but man, it was delish. Mm. Yeah. All right, so now that I've grossed some people out and angered some people, sorry.
Jeez,
sorry.
Why don't you go eat a ferret today, too? hamsters.
Sure they taste fine.
Hamsters are delicious.
You know, it's just all within the seasoning. Am I right, Kristen, or am I right?
Sauce.
Yeah, I think so.
If it's in some sort of cream sauce, I'll eat anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some rattle off, Kristen. 10 seconds.
All right. Okay.
10 seconds. Can you give us 5 Disney characters? Wait, that are male. 5 male Disney characters. Ready and go.
Okay, Mickey Mouse, Gaston, Peter Pan, the Beast, and Nemo.
And Nemo.
And Nemo.
Yeah, you got 5.
Was a Pixar character. Was that technically Disney?
That was Disney. Ooh, Pixar
was it at
the time.
Time that Disney and Pixar were together?
I think that's so. What
I'm going to look up. Hold on a second. Finding Nemo, Disney?
Yeah, it says right on the movie poster, Disney Pixar Finding Nemo.
There you go. We have a winner!
Fantastic!
Wow. Way to go!
Oh my gosh.
I like
that's
that the
amazing.
Beast
made
it.
I've never called you guys before. That's awesome.
Well, you've never called before?
No, what? I've listened to you since like I was a kid, and I've never called before.
Why not?
What have you been
What's
doing?
Taking you so long?
Well, I've been raising kids and driving around, and I just had the time to call today.
You're too busy.
But you've been listening since you were a kid?
Yes, uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
My
driving
goodness.
To school, I'd listen to Dom and Jane and the morning show, and oh, yeah.
My goodness.
It's a long time.
Well,
Jeremy and I give you a big hug and a tongue kiss right now. Thank
oh
you for
my
listening.
God. Double tongue kiss.
Wonderful.
Right on.
I'm a little disappointed that with the male Disney characters, you did not include Goofy, but that's okay.
No. Yep, solid.
And I just went to Disneyland, and I just was like drawing a blank there.
How much did you spend?
How much what?
How much did you spend going to Disneyland? We got to know.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even a couple thousand. It was expensive. I don't even know because you know why? Because we bought the tickets back in 2020, and then they closed. So then we had to use the tickets later, and so I don't even.
So you don't even remember.
Expensive.
You're just like, we got to use these
to flush the memory of the price tag out of your mind.
It's expensive, definitely.
Because Jeremy's kids are wanting to go, and he's being a.
We added it up. It was going to be like $6,000-$8,000 or something stupid.
But they're overdoing
it
too, Kristen.
It's not cheap.
Well, and then the food. I mean, just
That's
even like, get the food there is just so expensive.
It's insane. You got to sneak your snacks in like a hip
sneak
pack.
Sneak your snacks. Hey, listen, speaking of food, you're getting some melting pot food, so good for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Date
great.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
You're delightful. Thank you for listening for so long. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for entertaining us.
You bet. Well, if you will stand by, Josh will come back and he'll have a few words with you about your prize. And that's a delightful winner today.
Very nice.
All right, so there you go. That is another edition of Rattle Off.